Section 2. What do we need to be happy? They will actually sit, each one under his vine and under his fig tree, and there will be no one making them tremble. Micah 4:4. Basically, the requirements for a happy life are few and simple. Peace and security, loving family and friends, good health, adequate food, clothing, and shelter, purpose in life, hope for the future. For many people, some or all of these requirements are hard to meet. The scriptures provide realistic and practical guidance that can help us make the best of our circumstances, whatever they may be. More important, the scriptures provide a foundation for confidence that the conditions on earth will be much better in the near future. Indeed, future conditions will be as God intended them to be. What do the scriptures say about our basic needs? Peace and security. He is making wars to cease to the extremity of the earth. Psalm 46:9, 46:10 in the Tanakh. Physical provisions. They will certainly build houses and have occupancy, and they will certainly plant vineyards and eat their fruitage. Isaiah 65:21. Hope for the future. For I myself well know the thoughts that I am thinking toward you, is the utterance of Jehovah. Thoughts of peace and not of calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. Are people happier now that they have more? Psychiatrist Viktor E. Frankl noted, "Ever more people today have the means to live, but no meaning to live for." The scriptures long ago showed that pursuing riches and pleasures without having a deeper purpose in life is empty and unsatisfying. A mere lover of silver will not be satisfied with silver, neither any lover of wealth with income. This too is vanity. Ecclesiastes 5:10, 5:9 in the Tanakh. The affluent may seem to enjoy a life of ease and pleasure-seeking, but even in laughter the heart may be in pain. Proverbs 14:13. Who can show us how to lead a truly meaningful life?